You are too badly outnumbered. There was a Confederate general named Nathan Bedford Forrest who said to win a battle, you must get firstest with the mostest. Well, sir, Pecorino is first because he is already there, and he has the most men.
No more than 10. And between Pearlie and me, we have 12 bullets. Come on, Pearlie.
Smoke and Pearlie started toward the livery to rent a couple of horses.
Bit of a breeze has come up. It may cause us a problem.
How's that?
The wind's coming from the south. If they got anyone standing watch, this wind could carry the sound of our coming.
Yeah, it might. But we'll just have to... Damn!
Smoke came to a sudden stop.
Pearlie, stop!
Pearlie ground to a halt. He turned to see Smoke grinning from ear to ear.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. You did say you'd like to make a parachute leap, didn't you?
What? This is a fine time to be talking about parachute leaps.
This is perfect time. Especially if we were to make a parachute leap down into Fort Regency in the middle of the night.
Between Lodgepole Creek and Twin Mountains, you say?
Yeah.
Yes, I know exactly where it is, for I have seen it during several of my ascensions. I thought it was a stable of some sort, and I thought it rather odd that it would be there so far from any ranch.
There's a wind coming from the south. If we go aloft, untethered, can you get us there?
Yes, with my sail rudder. I have used it before, and as long as I have the wind at my back, I can alter the angle of my travel. I can't go crosswind, and I can't go against the wind, but I can go with the wind.
All right, here's the next question. Do you have 2 parachutes, so that both Pearlie and I can leap into the fort?
You won't need to. Both of you can use the same one. Your rate of descent will be only marginally faster.
It was dark by the time Professor Jordahl got the balloon inflated, and less than an hour later, after drifting north on the wind, Jordahl pointed over the edge of the gondola.
There are lights there, and I believe that would be the fort.
You believe? You mean you aren't sure? I thought you said you'd seen it.
I saw it in the daylight, not at night. But there is Lodgepole Creek.
They could see a stream of water, a dim silver gleam in the darkness below.
And there are the Twin Mountains.
2 large dark mounds could be seen against the night sky.
We're just going to have to take the chance that it's the fort.
What's going to happen to you after we jump?
I will descend as soon as I can once you leave. If you are successful, you can send someone to retrieve me tomorrow. If you aren't successful, well, I'll just have a long walk ahead of me. And at that, I would be better off than you two.